Hi, everybody. Welcome to This Podcast is Only Temporary, Episode 8. This week, we're looking at a song called It's Family on the At album I recorded with Tim Finn. Beautiful day outside. Halfway around the world, there's a humanitarian disaster. What can we do? March? Donate? Right? We do what we can do. If you're listening to this in the future, I'm recording this at the start of November in 2023, when family and the loss of family is very much on our minds. And in 2019, when we were writing the At album, Tim's dad, who is very, very old at this stage, was kind of nearing the end, and I don't think it's breaching the privacy of friends to say that, because Tim's talked about it publicly. And he was driving from his home to see his dad during the last days, listening a lot to the mixes that we were doing of the album, the rough mixes that I was sending from the studio. And he wrote me an email which said, "Yes, Andy, things are going okay. He's rallied a bit in the last couple of days. I think helped by the fact that England beat Australia in the cricket. He can barely watch her here, but he's got an iPad and checks scores and so on. I was thinking that when he goes, we lose our dad, of course, but we also lose a witness to large parts of the last century. He was born in 1922. If you feel inspired and want to have a go at covering the last century in a few stanzas, I could put a tune to it. Love, Tim." Okay, there's the challenge. Cover the last century in a few stanzas. So I wrote a poem and sent it to him. "Time to close your eyes, draw circles round the earth. We're hanging, spinning, suspended, too often defined by fault lines, when it's family keeps us together. Now it's winter time on that fault line. The wind's blowing into September. I'm thinking of the century that's gone past, all the beauty, terror, and splendor. An Austin 7 to a jet plane, a princess to a pretender. Cricket scores on the radio, and sweet, sad, welcome surrender. A message lost somewhere in cyberspace, a letter marked return to sender. Don't want to run this movie backwards, but if I did, I would be an inventor. They tell you years fly by in black and white. For me, memories come only in colour. I dreamed last night in Super 8, a little faded right round the edges. There were kids fooling round with cricket bats, lit by a 60s summer, and a smile from someone I long to meet again. And when I do, I will tell her I love her." Society, tries to redefine how we live and all the things we care for, set in a historical frame for a losing game. It tries to tell you what to remember. But the time is ours to have and to hold, to treasure and to remember. We write our storylines, its family keeps us together. Time to close your eyes, draw circles round the earth, hanging, spinning, suspended. We write our own storylines. Its family keeps us together. You've been listening to the strings, which became such a big part of the song, but more of those later. First, editing. Editing is a huge part of writing songs. And if you do it yourself, you've got to make yourself edit what you write first. Now, if you're co-writing with somebody else, it's kind of great because the other person can edit what you've written. And what Tim did was he reacted really positively to that poem and sent me back a version where he'd written a tune, just like he said it was going to do, but also he'd taken the bits from the lyrics that he really liked and put them together in a much shorter lyric, which went like this.
It's family camping us together, bearing witness to each other. Now the pain centuries, the beauty, terror and the splendour.
You can hear he's chosen phrases from the poem and put them together into a whole lyric. Smile from someone whom I long to see again, and when I do, I'll tell her that I love her. A sweet, sad and slow surrender. The time is ours to have and hold, to treasure and remember. The cricket bats made it in, as did the messages from cyberspace. And he's added some beautiful phrases. Motor cars and rocket ships, the years have led a merry chase. The future winds into the past, an interactive pantomime. The ending's inconvenient, always comes at the worst time. Such a powerful last line for a verse. The editing was done, and I started adding instruments and an extra chord change. I thought it needed another section here. So I'd added a bass and an acoustic lead line, and we got this nice new section. I played piano, Tim played piano, but above all, you'll have heard the strings. Now, dear listener, who isn't always thinking about Kate Bush? She's a bit like Radiohead. These artists are just always on our minds.
Family keeping us together.
Yeah, I'd taken the cloud-busting cello sample and just played it all the way through this song. There it is. The spirit of Kate. And I've put some kind of weird echo thing on as well, which I have never heard. Whoa. Hello. I haven't heard that since. We tried and rejected that idea. But it kind of set the tone for the rest of the recording, because the song was actually quite nearly finished. Oh, that's nice. You can hear how it's a sample, it's not real strings. And Tim wrote back to me, it's got a kind of Kate Bush vibe. Kate Bush, we're always thinking about Kate Bush. The imagination she has is so amazing, and can actually write about things which are not just about her. And that is a great thing to be able to do. Now, its family needed real strings, so I called Jono, who had done the strings for the other songs, and he wrote this part based on the cloud-busting strings. It was nearly finished. And Tim had the idea that we should really have some of the family on the song. So he asked Elliot, his daughter, to sing some lines on it. And it turned out really well. In fact, one of the lines she sings is kind of my favourite line on the whole record. And Sebastian had been playing lots of drums on the record with Tim. So it was really kind of a family affair. We also tried to put in some answering machine messages from Tim's dad and from my mum, because just by chance, mum had left messages on my answering machine, which I hardly ever listened to, and she'd just done it. And it didn't quite work out. It was a little bit too personal. Trying to get Elliot to free up enough time to sing on the record was for Tim quite a challenge, because she was 16 at the time and very busy. He did write me one proud dad email after she did sing, where he tells me, I love the line she sings in the instrumental section, kind of Françoise Hardy, n'est-ce pas? Or am I a deluded dad? So that's how we were communicating and writing and thinking about our families during the last days of Tim's dad being on Earth. And I remember him very fondly. I remember that Many's the Time, that song that Liam, Tim and I wrote in Dublin, was literally his favourite song. And Tim told me once that he'd always go down to see him on Sunday afternoons, I think. And every single afternoon, every week, for years, he would play Many's the Time at the piano for his dad, which is just the most wonderful thing to think about and just makes songwriting worthwhile, really, doesn't it? As regular listeners to this podcast is only temporary, will know, I always include a version of the song which you won't have heard before. I'll play you the last version of the song before we send it to John to mix. Today we've looked at how a song can grow from a personal experience, Tim and his father, to him thinking about the times that his father witnessed during his life, to asking a friend, would you think of writing a poem about it? To writing a poem about it. And then it just goes back and forwards with ideas and you end up going too far and maybe having too many ideas and then pulling back to what's really essential about the song. The song is saying what it wants to say. That's where we got to. And it's dedicated to our mums and dads and families and all of your families too. Talk to you after.
It's family keeping us together, bearing witness to each other, navigating centuries, the beauty, terror, and the splendor. The smile from someone who I long to see again, and when I do, I'll tell her that I love her. Sweet, sad, and soul surrender. Sweet, sad, and soul surrender. Treasure and remember. Treasure and remember. From fooling round with cricket bats to messages in cyberspace, motor cars and rocket ships, the years have led a merry chase. The years have led a merry chase. The future winds into the past, an interactive pantomime. The ending's inconvenient, always comes at the worst time. It's family keeping us together, bearing witness to each other, drawing circles round the earth. Mother, father, sister, brother, family. Family keeping us together.
You've been listening to episode 8 of This Podcast Is Only Temporary. Please share and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
It didn't go like this, you know, it didn't go like that, you know.
See you next time. Bye.